This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. So here we are at 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with several participants in various enterprises that I have a hand in. We get together every week at this time to discuss the Talkers Charts. It happens the week of February 20th to the 24th is in our purview, the stories, the people, and the elements that have made good conversation in News Talk Radio circles this week. And let's see, who do we have on deck? We have Victoria Keelan who's here, who will say, hello.
Hello.
No, you didn't say it. It's like, hello.
Well, why am I supposed to say it like you say it?
I say hello. Oh, because
I just said hello.
Hello.
That's as peppy as you're going to get.
That's that it, huh?
Yes, that's it.
And then there's Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen, who has
Please
a nice hello.
Please don't critique me.
Hello.
Hello. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, for the discerning listener, as a matter of fact, this gentleman appears on many of the same radio stations this program is on through, frankly, just the luck of the Irish. And his name is Benson. That's got to be. Is that an Irish name, Benson?
It is absolutely not an Irish name.
It is. What is it?
It is. I think it's English.
I think
it's a little English name. You know how it is. It's all right, yeah.
Chad Benson, ladies and gentlemen. Every once in a while, we get together with the radio hosts to discuss the issues of the week. We're able to bring in folks who are good radio people from around the country, and now he's exposed to the complete world being on this program. Chad Benson, afternoon host on Radio America. You are on from 3 to 6 West Coast time, right?
Yeah, that is correct, 3 to 6 West Coast time. And, of course, today, you know, bright and early here, 5 a.m. West Coast time. But I got up early for you, Doug, because
still
you're
still on
star.
3 to 6, though, Chad, right. So that's exciting. Yes, it's just a.m. this time.
That's how the other half lives, Chad. That's the reality here. All right, so the idea, the object here is to go through. I'm going to list the top stories and the top people. We'll talk about some of them, get our spin on them, and hopefully stimulate the ideas that maybe are exchanged between mostly the three. I'll be the referee, as I usually am, but Chad and Victoria and Jennifer can work their way through some of these stories. Number 10 this week on the countdown, the usual sort of focus on what's going on in the world of sports. People still looking for the jersey. Where the hell is that jersey? Anyway, that's the number 10. Number 9, what happened to Kim Jong-nam? What kind of aftershave did he use, and is that how he got dispatched?
It's a tough business being related to Kim Jong-un, that's for sure. Yikes.
The flooding in California, number 8. The CPAC situation this week, number 7. Yeah, okay, this is always a challenge for me. Looking at these names, is it Yiannopoulos, Yahuja, what's it? Anyway.
Just say Milo.
Milo. You're low. We're low. Number 6. The vandalism at the Jewish cemetery, number 5, retaking Mosul from Daesh, number 4, some of the town halls that are being held around the country, number 3, I suppose that's reference to at least one of them last weekend, the Trump visit to Melbourne, Trump and the transgender bathroom order, good God save us from all that stuff, would you please? And number 1, immigration policy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, the president, although last week he occupied the top 6, only the top 2 this week, must be losing some ground. Yeah, right. Number 10 on the people list this week, Melania and Ivanka are tied. Betsy DeVos, what a horror show. Number 9, John Kelly is 8, Rex Tillerson is 7, Michael Cohen and Andriy Artemenko. I must admit, I do not have a clue as to what those two are connected. I don't.
Michael Cohen is Trump's lawyer.
No.
And there was the rumor going on that he and Andre, you say his name again?
Ademarenko? Is it Ademarenko? Something like
that. Yeah, Mr. Ademarenko. Yeah. There's some conflicting accounts going on. Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, was over the summer. They said he was in Russia doing the secret plan for world peace. Now those rumors have come back again, basically. He's been changing his story a little bit about this Russian-Ukrainian peace plan that he was supposedly hand delivering to Michael Flynn. So it's just more of the Russia America story.
Right, same. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's see here. At number five, Milo and Marr. Let's see, that is Bill Maher. Rents, I never can pronounce this guy's name. Priebus and Bannon would be tied at number four. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, number three. Mike Pence, number two, and Donald Trump, number one. All right. So there's the overview. We've set the stage for the conversation. We'll unleash Chad Benson to the world as we continue on. First, though, I want to help Chad get between the sheets. Chad is perhaps not familiar. Ladies, do you want to enlighten Chad as to the value of using parachute sheets, going to parachutehome.com/DJV, and what he will find when he gets there, when it comes to modern bedding? Chad, you must need some new sheets, don't you?
Do they come with women?
No, but you'll be able to attract women with these sheets.
Your guards, because, right? Perhaps,
yeah.
Yes.
These sheets are like staying in the finest hotel, but you have it every night in your bed. And what's incredibly notable about these sheets is that they have structure, yet they are so soft and breathable and comfortable. So they really stay put. They stay crisp and firm, but yet you still feel like you're getting a cool, comfortable night's sleep. They're fantastic.
Absolutely. Right. And Chad, do you sleep with a top sheet or do you just use a duvet?
Top sheet.
Okay. Well, they have
that's
sheet.
That's how I roll.
Well, me too. I'm a top sheeter as well.
It's like almost 50-50, they say, of people who have top sheets or people who don't. So
I'm a top sheeter.
I have the Venice set because I'm more European, I guess. So it's just the duvet with the fitted sheet and and the two pillowcases. But, yeah, these are the best sheets that you'll ever sleep on. They're incredible.
Nobody asked Chad whether he sleeps by himself or not. That was probably.
Well, he asked if it comes with a woman, so we're just assuming he's single.
Maybe he does.
This is great. This is great for my audience. Let me get some of this. Hey, guys, how about these sheets? And they come with a woman.
Yes. All right.
Free gift.
ParachuteHome.com/DJV. When you order, you get free shipping using the DJV, the parachute. If you go to the website and you look at all the things they have, the comfort of the sheets described so well, pillowcases, duvet covers, they have not only bedding, but they have towels, all kinds of things that you will love. You know what the best part of this is? Well, other than the sheets, the fact that you have 60 nights to try it. And if you don't like them, you can send it back. Try that at Macy's or any place else.
Or with the woman, Chad. It doesn't usually.
I was going to say, take on with the woman. I love the sheets, but the woman.
Yes. Good. There's a good combo. All right. So check it out. ParachuteHome.com/DJV. This is fabulous bedding. Right price. Right quality. Everything about it is just right. ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Satine. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Chad Benson is here to discuss the big stories of the week. Okay, so let's describe the kind of program that Chad Benson does. How about we ask, what do you say, ladies? Shall we ask Chad to describe his own program?
Sure. Yeah.
I'd love to know.
All right, Chad.
My show is a music-based show. No, it's not. It's talk radio, but we do it a lot different than a lot of these other guys out there.
That's what they all say. Prove it.
We talk about 15-20% politics, and the rest of the time we talk about stuff in life that matters to people like you and I, because let's be real, a lot of these other guys, they pat each other on the back, tell everybody what great Americans they are, and they bore the hell out of everybody. That's not what I do.
So, that is pretty boring. So I just went through these stories. Which one of those 10 stories jumps out at you? Did you either spent time talking about this week, or you wish you had now that I brought it to your attention?
Out of all of these, the thing that jumps out of me the most would be the Kim Jong Nam thing. I find it to be sadly hilarious.
Really? I would agree with that. Yeah.
Okay, let's
definitely the craziest story of the week, for sure.
Yeah. Was it shaving cream? What did they put on his face that killed him? Anybody figure that out yet?
It was a weapon of mass destruction. It was like some chemical that's classified in that category. Crazy.
Right.
I don't know how they... I guess they smeared... One of the women smeared it on his face, and I guess that's how they delivered it, and then that killed him. Was it only a few hours later he was dead?
Yeah. And the fact that they talked about, like, this woman had no idea that this was, you know, that, like, they talked about, like, these people were duped into it. They thought they were on a game show, and it was the parody of it all is crazy. We can't put somebody to death here because it takes too long. These people spray something in his face like it's cologne, like you're at the mall, and next thing you know, he's dead.
But you know those wacky Asian game shows? I mean, I can understand. Yeah. That's actually a legitimate excuse.
If it was in Tokyo, I would have totally bought that story. Those Japanese game shows are insane.
So, Chad, is it safe to say you probably didn't spend a lot of time talking about CPAC this week?
We talked a little bit about CPAC. We talked a lot about Milo, because I've interviewed Milo. I've met Milo on several occasions.
What do you think of him? How does he impress you?
You know what? He is the greatest self-promoter outside of Don King, and definitely inside of the world of politics, the greatest singular self-promoter that's out there.
And what has it got him?
Well, it's got him a lot of money. It's made him quite famous. And in the end, what happened this week was what he said was stupid. Well, he didn't say it this week, but the repercussions of it this week. But I don't think he's a pedophile, and I think he did misspeak. And you know what? He was the Republicans. He was the – I get to check every box. He's gay. He's Jewish. It's perfect. He hates the left. Oh, my God, we got our guy. Then it went.
Do you think he's done, or do you think he reinvents himself, Chad?
Oh, he'll be fine. I think he'll –
He's going to pop up on the left now.
No, he'll reinvent himself as a libertarian, or he'll reinvent himself.
So let's go back a little bit. I was just, as you said that, all I could think about was foot fetish and Morris. Here's a guy. Is that another guy who reinvented himself? He was on the left and they became the darling of the right. Is he another example of that sort of thing?
You know what? I think he's going to be fine. I think he'll reinvent himself as what he really likes to do is be a provocateur, and I don't think you need to have a party side to be a provocateur. And he'll continue to say outlandish things because that's what gets him paid.
But it's a lot easier for him to be a provocateur on the right. I mean, if you're going to, if you want to just strategize and think, okay, how can I stand out as a gay Jewish guy, then you want to be on the right, because
you
that's where everything's shot.
You
want to
date Ann Coulter. You want to let him date Ann Coulter.
He did
Coulter.
A transition and went over to Ann Coulter? Oh, yeah.
21 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 and change after the hour. This is a consumer value hour in that we have radio talk people talking about the issues of the week from their perspective, the stories, the top items from the charts put together by Talkers Magazine. Chad Benson is here enjoying our company. We're enjoying his. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen will have her 2 cents worth when we get to a point where we need yet one more good point of view. The number five issue or item on the list this week has to do with the vandalism at that cemetery and what it's brought out in Americana about anti-Semitism or anti-anything. I mean, we have so many people who don't like so many other people. And I wonder how, Chad, when you confront these issues on your radio program, Chad's on a radio show, East Coast time, 6 to 9, West Coast time, 3 to 6. It's broadcast on a lot of these same stations for Radio America. How do you, if you either start with something like this or somebody says to you, what do you think, Chad, about all this anti-Semitism or all this anti-everything? I mean, somebody, you can find somebody to be against anything or everything. Topsoil. You can find a group of people who don't want us to use topsoil.
You know, this week, the thing I did, I think a lot of people, you know, didn't do is they hyper-focused on certain things. I actually took President Trump's side, because I don't find him to be very anti-Semitic, and I think that the way that he was attacked, as if it's all his fault, this anti-Semitism. Again, you could find anybody to be against anything in this world. It doesn't matter what this guy says. The people on the left will always go after him. He and Mike Pence could stand watch in front of Jewish centers with rifles to protect them, and it wouldn't be enough for certain people. So at some point in time, I sat there and laughed, and I said, I want somebody to prove to me where he's anti-Semitic. I'll be waiting for your phone call. Nobody could give me any real. They would call and give these kind of fake things. Well, people who are white nationals support him. Again, that's not Trump. That's not Trump. That was something else. But it was, you know, it was much to do, I think, about nothing. And that's what we do with this president. We hyper-focus, and then we explode with anger over little things and blame it all on him.
Well, welcome to the world of Some Conversation Radio, Much Ado About Nothing. Where are you, by the way, when it came to the election and who you supported on the air? Did you actively support any one candidate?
Nope. I didn't actively support any candidate. I said Trump was the most interesting. I like interesting. You know, this is what I do for a living. And every one of these people that are talking heads, like on CNN, Fox, MSNBC, all the news writers across the country and all their various publications, their greatest gift they'll ever get was this guy. They have 4 years of fun. Hillary would have killed their business. Look at Colbert and Maddow. Their ratings are through the roof for the first time in years.
If you look at the ratings in general from last fall through January, if you look at the actual ratings of the radio stations that are doing news talk, they are substantially up over the course of the last year from where they were the year before, and most people are crediting Donald Trump and the surrounding conversation. He sucks all the air out of the room. And so in that circumstance, he's good for the political talkers. But I also think that people who are like you and I, who are not necessarily focused on all this, and I thank Victoria because she's a breath of fresh air. We have these conversations about all kinds of other things that people are interested in. I think sooner or later people will tire of this.
Yeah.
And in a way, sort of what you just said, all of the people who are taking shots at this guy, is he going to be the best president we ever had? That remains to be seen. I'm not sure that will be the case, but I think he's got a lot of good ideas, interesting ideas, and you got to give him a chance. And that's the problem with people who want to drown out those who they don't agree with. They yell and scream, and they get a lot of time and they get a lot of space in print. And I'm not sure that they all deserve it. We continue here, 28 past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Still filling out your Oscar ballot, are you? Aha, come to the right place. This program is all about the Oscars. No, but next week, I bet, on the countdown, we'll talk about the results of the Oscars. That's a weekend phenom, and so there'll be a lot of room for questions and answers. Do we have enough Muslim actors? Last year, we had enough black actors. We didn't have enough stars. And this year, it'll be whether enough Muslims or some other thing. Maybe, I'm being facetious to a point, but I find that we here who do this for a living, this, by the way, is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, presented by many of the actors and stars who are a part of my various and sundry programs, the Good Day Show, DJV, Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria. Victoria Keeling here. Where did the Keeling come from? is here. Chad Benson, a good radio personality from California, who does a national afternoon radio program, heard on a lot of the same stations that carry my program, courtesy of Radio America. So he's here. I'd like to invite various hosts when we have the opportunity to come on the program and talk about what their experiences are. And I wonder, Chad, how you deal with ethnic issues when things come up that are controversial. We were talking about the cemetery, but there's the whole business of how to handle transgender bathroom issues, and that's part of this week's Countdown. How do you handle that on the air on your program?
You know what? I perfect example is how he handled it yesterday. I came out and said, look, let's be completely honest. You are a family of four living in, you know, Ohio. You're working three jobs between you and your wife or your husband, and you are busting your butt trying to do stuff that is going to keep, you know, the lights on, a roof over your head, and food on the table. The transgender bathroom issue rates very low on the scale of what's important in your life.
Yeah.
And while it may be important to some people out there, it is, in the overall scheme of things, when you look at how it affects people comparatively, because most people are going to these town halls, they're upset because they're worried about their health care. They're worried about having a job tomorrow and keeping food on their table. Again, transgender bathrooms way down there. And we tackle it head on. I'm very honest about stuff. You know, I think a lot of what the right screams about is going to happen inside of a bathroom because of somebody dressing up like a woman.
What do they say is going to happen? What's going to happen in the bathroom?
That's what I keep saying. I said, look at the numbers. Nothing happens inside the bathroom. You guys think something is going to happen inside the bathroom.
Right.
Who
Nothing
thinks
ever that? Happens. What kind of a pervert in and of him or herself thinks something like that is? This is
that's
you are
their
so
argument,
right.
though, Doug. That's
say
the
it again, Victoria.
That's their whole argument, though. That's what they're all saying. That they have to protect the children from that. That's what
from
they're.
What?
That's the entire argument. From someone like Chad just said, someone dressing up and saying, "Well, I identify as a woman, so I'm going to go in. I'm a man, but I'm going to go into the women's bathroom and molest little girls." That's literally their entire argument.
Great.
Yeah,
and it's not a good argument. I'm sorry.
It's not. You know,
the
it's
numbers
not at all.
Don't point out that way. And no matter what anybody says, look, if somebody's a pervert and a freak and they want to take a look at something or they want to do, they're going to do it anyway.
No,
they don't need a law to do that.
This is the kind of stuff you hit the nail on the head when you said it's made up controversy. This is good theater, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, for some who are not that smart and can't come up with good conversation about real issues. So they make it, maybe they find it entertaining. I don't. I find it annoying, frankly, to spend as much time. I don't spend any time on it, or if I, 1 second, maybe out of a million. Victoria, we might spend on something like this, but it just is, it's so phony. It's so transparent. What is
you
the real...
said trans. Look at the way you worked that
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I know. Is it great? I'm very clever that way.
But it takes away from the reality of the world of what everybody else is struggling from. And the real fact is there are bigger problems in the world than whether or not somebody who used to be called Sam, now called Sally, can get in or out of a bathroom. Why we should protect their rights and they're human beings, and I understand that completely. I'm looking at a picture of what affects 350 million people as what affects 116,000.
Yeah.
But, you know, though, the family that you were describing, you know, the mom and dad both have jobs and three kids or whatever. Well, if one of their children is trans, then it is a very big issue. And I think that it's easy to say, well, it doesn't affect 350 million people. Well, there are a lot of types of cancer that only affect, you know, one in a million people, too. But we we have to address that as well. I mean, I have trans friends who this is a big issue for them. And I don't think that we can just say, well, it's not as important as something else. It is important.
All right. Let's understand what we mean when we say important in terms of the fate of the world or it is a very important thing for these people. You are 100% correct. It's very important for them. But again, it's size. And then instead of really doing it service, we do a disservice because we warp the thinking of people and don't pay. I mean, I think kind of this week I was interested in what Donald Trump said about this, but more to the point when Caitlyn Jenner said something about him and he was on the wrong side of this issue, that became sort of part of the sideshow here because Caitlyn Jenner has become a sideshow. And that just, you know, and that's not disrespectful. It just is. The whole thing, whether it was done because she thinks she can make 300 million bucks over the rest of her life by having done this, it's...
Wait, what? I'm confused.
There are Caitlyn Jenner, apparently Bruce Jenner told his former wife...
Told Caitlyn?
Yeah. Caitlyn, well, no. What was the wife's name?
Kris Jenner.
Bruce Jenner told Caitlyn Jenner we can make $300 million?
Kris Jenner. Is his ex-wife.
Kris Jenner, okay.
Yeah.
So apparently part of the conversation as he was trying to figure out whether to do this or not was that he had worked this over with his agent and thought that there was a lot of money to be made if he did the trans thing. And so whether that's true, I mean, is that something else that somebody made up for Page Six? Who knows?
I don't know.
There are people who do stuff like that. There are crazy people
sure.
who do things.
Milo's made a whole career out of stuff.
Right.
Like that.
He's another nut bird. Yes, yep. Right. Exactly.
But you know what? You were right early. It is important to people. And again, I've been the one that says, look, I don't care what anybody on the right says. I've looked at the numbers. I've looked at everything. The stuff that you scream about, that you're worried about, isn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that we'll spend 25 minutes talking about it on certain shows to
right.
discuss this, while at the same time, there are real issues out there that affect, even though you may be trans, you also live in a world where you need medical health care that you can afford, and you have to have a job. So that also affects you.
Do you know
so
one of the,
those are the things.
One of the other things that will never happen that people have taken issue with Trump is Roe v. Wade. That will never, ever, ever be overturned.
People
no
also said
who.
He would never get elected. People are saying he's never going to get reelected.
Who said
he might
that?
Get reelected. The whole world thought Donald Trump would never get elected. No one thought he was going to win.
I'm telling you.
He didn't think he was going to win.
This never happen.
I hope you're right, Doug.
You know what? It's never going to get overturned.
Never.
Nobody, even on the GOP side, wants to wander into that
minefield.
They don't
dare mess with that anymore. They mess with Social Security. They don't. Even if they had the idea, they don't have the balsam to do it.
But you know what else is also there, too? It is also a talking point for them. It's a rallying cry. And if you take away that rallying cry, then they're, okay, you've done the service I've asked you to do. I don't need you anymore. They want to be needed. We need somebody to fight for this. Nobody is going to overturn this. They're going to now. A state may try it, but I just think the truth is, it's not going to be overturned. And the Republicans like it the way it is, partly because it makes them important, and these people love to be needed.
Yeah. I want to be wanted, et cetera, et cetera. You ever sing on your program?
I sing all the time.
Do you?
Don't say that, Chad. No, we're trying to get him to stop.
We rock it. You have no idea. Our music is sweet. We have Milli Vanilli Mondays. We have all kinds of stuff that we do.
Trump
we
Tuesday.
Love to, you name it. We do it. We're a fun, frivolity show.
Good for you. Chad Benson is here with Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. All right, let's review for a moment here the list. The people list from Talkers Magazine, where you can find at talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, all that sort of thing, based on those people who are listening to and doing these talk radio programs. At number 10 in the people column, the Trump ladies, Melania and Ivanka. Betsy DeVos at number 9. John Kelly at number 8. Rex Tillerson at 7. Mr. Andriy Artemenko and Michael Cohen put together in the same story, number 6. Milo Yiannopoulos and Bill Maher, same story, number 5. Reince Priebus and Stephen Bannon, number 4 in the same story. Vladimir Putin, number 3. To review the top 2, wouldn't be a surprise to find out Mike Pence is in the number 2 position, and Donald Trump is at number 1. Once again, on this week's review of the Hot Hits in Talk Radio, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing the countdown issues of the week for you at 44 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org. And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Many of us see America as the land of opportunity. But if you teach at the University of California, you'd better not say so. It's one of a number of prohibited phrases now. Ordinary thoughts such as, everyone can succeed if they work hard enough, are now called microaggressions, considered examples of subconscious racism. So, in the hiring process, deans are not allowed to ask normal questions like, where are you from? Or worse yet, to say, the most qualified person should get the job. University officials should look through the lens of liberty and remember that freedom of thought, opinion, and expression is a bedrock principle of American society. Is someone's twisted view of political correctness more important than preserving their freedom?
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Here's a review of the top 10 stories by the researchers at Talkers Magazine. Top 10 items from the charts. Number 10, sports talk radio and Kim Jong Nam's assassination. Number 9, flooding in California. Number 8, the tapes exposing CNN. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Number 7, the fate of Mr. Yiannopoulos. Pronounce his name right at your own peril. The cemetery vandalism in St. Louis, number 5. Retaking Mosul from Daesh, number 4. The town hall, starting with the president's town hall in Melbourne. Kind of interesting as to who's showing up at those and all the noise they're making on both sides. Number 2, the transgender bathroom order. And at the number 1 spot from the folks at Talkers, the administration's immigration policy. That continues to be a major thrust here. You can find out more by going to Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. So the big story this week, something that didn't make it into the top 10, Chad Benson is here with Victoria Keelan. We work our way through the issues of the week. There was a real problem on the Internet with nudity and sexual content because of this viral stream of a giraffe giving birth. It was pulled from the Internet so the giraffe could change out of its birthday suit and not offend so many people. I wanted you to be the first to know that in case you haven't talked about it on your program and give you some fodder for the program later on.
Yes, okay? we joked a bit about the fact that now we can't even have animal nudity. Do you remember when National Geographic was like a big thing because you couldn't get a hold of like adult nudity magazines, but you could see boobies and stuff like that? Now we can't even do that? Really? We can't even see a giraffe get birth?
We have become a bunch of prudes. We have become a bunch of wimps. We are not who we used to be. And part of it is because of the impact of social media and all the devices. How much let me do a little probing here with you. Chad Benson does a radio program that's heard around the country in the afternoons and the evening. A lot of radio stations that carry this program. How much do you depend on or how much do you refer to social media? Like, do you get people to hit pound 33 and call you, or do you have people commenting on Twitter and Facebook about the things that you're talking about? Do you feel like you need to go down that road?
Yeah, you know what? Social media is a big part of what we do, but, I use it as a conduit and because a lot of times, especially now, I don't, you know, I do my show by myself with very little, you know, input. And nowadays, the younger generation, they don't want to sit on the phone for 35 minutes and for somebody to take a phone call. And we go through 15 or 20 stories in a day. So we use a lot of our social media for people to comment on things that they wouldn't normally call in on. But they'll throw a comment out there, and that's Twitter, and that's Facebook, that's Instagram, if we do some of the stuff there. So, I mean, that to me is important. We have them text the show. We get a lot of text messages comparatively to a lot of calls because we do move so fast through things. But we overdo it. And you're right. The wussification of America has happened. We are neutering boys. I have a 6.5-year-old son who I worry for, not because I think the world's going to hell in a handbasket, but because I worry to the fact that they're making him so sensitive that he's going to end up, you know, he is
Everything's incorrect.
Wait. What possibly could go wrong, though, about having teaching guys to be sensitive? There's nothing wrong with that. That's what women want anyway. That's what we've always wanted.
No, you're wrong there. You're absolutely wrong there. Women.
I don't know what women want.
No, you know what? Women. You think
shame
that women
on you,
want
Victoria.
That? No. Women want guys to be sensitive and have an understanding of something, but they don't want them to stop being men, right?
Well, but how is he stop? In what way is he not going to be a man?
Oh, let me tell you something. Some of the things, like, here's a perfect example. Doug, when you and I were younger and we used to play, like, cowboys and Indians at school, did you ever worry about the fact that you're going to be dragged in somewhere and told that you should play Native Americans and cowboys are bad? Or
no.
If you talk to
I
a girl...
I just got out my gun and shot whoever
See,
was
now,
in
to
the...
me, that has nothing to do with his gender at all.
All right. Time's up. Ladies and gentlemen, Chad Benson, a round of applause for him being here, overviewing what's going on just in time, 50 minutes past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for a review of the top five tech stories of the week, courtesy of Victoria Keelan, who watches these things closely. And there's lots of information here for us to go through. I was going to say scour. Is that a good word? That is.
Sure.
Scour the words from all of these important tech stories. So let's go through from number five to number one, starting, of course, at number five, and a focus on Facebook. How do you like my alliteration? Five, focus on Facebook.
Love it. Well, if you were on Facebook this week and you noticed that some of your friends' profile pictures had been replaced with a big red X and you wondered what that was the campaign this week. Some people are leaving them up there for a while. It's the campaign to end modern-day slavery and human trafficking. It's called the End It Movement, and they had Shine a Light on Slavery Day, which was on Thursday. Now, this is a movement that has been gaining some traction in the press, with members of Congress and celebrities like Ashton Kutcher really throwing their weight behind it.
Mm.
It more than 27 million people in 165 countries are forced into sexual slavery.
Ooh.
And it's unbelievable that people really don't know about it. And Ashton Kutcher, of course, testified before the Foreign Relations Committee last week and gave a moving testimony about why he's so involved in the cause, and his charity has been focused on this for a number of years now. So that is what the Red X's were. It made a big impact this week on social media. Also, people took tubes of red lipstick and made an X on their hands and sent Snapchat pictures and Instagram pictures as well to support the movement. So
unification, it's called.
Yeah.
All right. Number four on our list of the top five tech stories this week.
Well, speaking of Snapchat, after months of tracking Snapbots around the country, where those pop-up kiosks where you could actually buy Snapchat spectacles, those are the glasses that allow you to touch the side while you're wearing them, and you are making your own Snapchat video from your own vantage point, they are now available on spectacles.com. This was a huge gift at Christmas time as well, but they sold out so quickly, they were very limited. So now they are fully stocked on spectacles.com, which is no longer it's not Snapchat.com anymore because mm-hmm. they've expanded, so they're Snap Inc., and Spectacles.com is one of their websites. The spectacles cost $129, and they come in teal, coral, and classic black. So mm-hmm. now they're available for purchase anytime you want.
Number three.
Well, IKEA has long been a test of relationship strength. People have often joked if you can make it through a trip to IKEA and then putting the furniture together, your relationship is very solid. Well, now IKEA has started a gift registry. And so you can now register for wedding gifts, shower gifts, birthdays, whatever special event, anniversaries, whatever event you're having. And IKEA has now organized a brand new app that has all of their registry. It's very easy to use. And so anyone who wants to buy you a gift can just follow right along. They can donate money, or they can actually purchase a gift from IKEA that you've already picked out for your registry. So it's all you need to do. It's free. But all you need to do is join the family loyalty program at IKEA, and that's where all of your points and everything will be accruing, and that's where all the registry will be managed. It's great, actually. It's a really good it's a good registry.
Yeah. All right, number two, a week would not be complete without a tech story from Google.
I know, and Google Chrome is dealing with a new scam that's unfortunately very, very easy to fall for, and a lot of people have. They have not done anything yet about it, I don't know why, but this is something that they're apparently still working on. So what happens is when you go onto Google Chrome, you'll get a pop-up prompting you to download and to install a missing font file, and if you see this, and it seems a little like it's going to look very legitimate, which is part of the problem. So if you see this, don't X out of it. Don't keep going. Don't continue. Don't install it if you can avoid that. Some people are mistakenly doing it, just thinking it's another thing from Google and it's fine. You are going to get one more failsafe from Google saying this file isn't downloaded often. If you get that warning, then you know it has detected the malware. They don't really know yet what this malware has done or what it is designed to do, but they do know it's been red flagged. So be very, very careful. And this is only on Google Chrome.
Number one this week, the good guys or bad guys, depending on how you look at AT&T, have some news for you.
Well, AT&T has finally joined the unlimited plan. Verizon made their announcement last week that they did it, and now AT&T has untethered the cell phone plans from DirecTV and U-verse. It's expensive, though. It's $100 for unlimited data for one line and $40 for each additional line. Yeah. It's not cheap.
No. All right, there they are, the top five stories from technology this week. Another service of this enterprise on the radio. Hello, it's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.